You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back to BetQLU here on the BetQL Network. Find us on the Odyssey Sports YouTube page. Find us on Twitch, wherever you get your podcast and your shows here on the BetQL Network. All right, RJ, it is that time of the week and that time of the show where we go over the weekend's games. Now, obviously, as we always do, we are using KenPom projected lines. So by the time you hear this, by the time you hear this, it may be totally different than what we're saying right now. But we're using the KenPom projected lines for these purposes. So let's get into it. RJ, starting Saturday, 11 Central, 11 a.m., early start. Houston Baylor, number two ranked Houston ranked Baylor. Houston -3. What do you think?
Baylor's a team I can't figure out. I want to say that, you know, they should be a really tough game at home. But, man, I don't know. It just – something just doesn't sit right with Baylor. I keep seeing them on the three-seed line. And I'm like, dude, I don't know, man. They might finish this year with, like, 9 losses. They're going to be a three-seed? I mean, that doesn't – I don't know. Like, that doesn't make sense to me. I know the Big 12 is a gauntlet. But I just don't see them as this juggernaut team. I think Houston's the play here.
You know, this is one where I could see just the grind of the Big 12 schedule getting to Houston a little bit, you know, off a big top 10 ranked win against Iowa State earlier in the week. And you see a Baylor team that's been sort of up and down, still obviously very good at number 11 in the country, but, you know, has certainly been inconsistent this year. I could see this being a good spot for Baylor. I mean, I don't know if I have a lot of interest at 3. We'll see what the number does, but I could see Baylor having their best effort this weekend. But that's an intriguing game. I'll definitely be tuning in for that one. All right, moving on, RJ, going to the ACC Saturday, 1 p.m., number 8 Duke at Wake Forest. Obviously an earlier matchup. Duke won in cover, somewhat controversial fashion. Duke -1 at Wake.
I think Wake is one of the most underrated teams in the country. I think they're a really solid squad. I think I like Wake here. I know Duke's kind of maybe hitting their stride a little bit, but I think Wake is a real live dog here. If you wanted to take Wake in this one, it would not. This is a game for them. Like, this is one of those games. Like, this is their whole season rides on this game, from a standpoint of like they can make their announcement here that they've arrived. I think Wake is the play here.
Yeah, Wake definitely has to have it to stamp their NCAA tournament resume. There's no question about it. Duke is on fire. I mean, they just beat the crap out of Miami earlier in the week. Jerry McCain put up, what was it, a 30-40 ball against Florida State. Like, they are finding their stride. With that said, I don't think Wake Forest played very well in the first meeting. They shot 26% from three. Efton Reed was in foul trouble the entire game, and they were still in this thing until the end. So I agree with you. I think Wake Forest gets the job done at home against Duke. It's going to be a short number anyway. Wouldn't even surprise me if Wake closes the favorite, RJ. All right. Number 20, South Carolina at Ole Miss. Ole Miss -1 at home, RJ.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh God. I think South Carolina is the team here. They're solid. Ole Miss is good. Ole Miss is good. My issue with Ole Miss is like they played such a bad schedule early on. Right? Such a bad schedule. And it allowed them to get a little bit of a cushion. And I think it inflated some of their numbers. But I think South Carolina is the play.
Yeah, it's another situation similar to the Duke Wake Forest game, right? Where Ole Miss really needs to have a win that puts them over that sort of, you know, that picket line of you know, the NCAA tournament or not. But I don't think Ole Miss's bigs are tournament caliber. And I think South Carolina's bigs will be able to get the job done in the paint and make things a little easier on the road. I like South Carolina in this one as well. All right.
And, you know, South Carolina has gone to multiple road spots and won better teams.
Yeah.
Against better teams than Ole Miss.
They
so they are not scared of the road. It doesn't faze them at all. So I'll take South Carolina.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a factor. I mean, when you beat Tennessee at Tennessee, you're not fazed by Ole Miss at Ole Miss. North Carolina, number 10 ranked North Carolina at Virginia, RJ. North Carolina -4.
I love the heels. I watched that Virginia Tech game. I wish I didn't. That was an abomination of basketball by Virginia. And they can put that game on you. They can put that stinker on you there, man. Like, that team can completely go to sleep offensively. They are the – That game against Virginia Tech was the worst case scenario of Virginia basketball, of that style of play. I'm all over Carolina in this one.
Yeah, I was actually on Virginia Tech in that one, so I too was watching it, and I loved it. I loved it. It was an easier bet than it should ever be. And it was not a game where I was like, oh wow, that if you just take that away and take that away, Virginia would have been competitive. No. They just had nothing going offensively. And when they get behind, man, it's just true. They have no way back. So if North Carolina puts a 12-2 run on them, you know, a couple of those, it's going to get ugly. It's going to get ugly for them because they can't do that to them. So it's hard for me to take the Virginia, even though, like, you're going to be getting points and it's a good spot. I just don't think I can do it, man. I don't think I can do it. All right, one of the better games of the weekend here. RJ, number 13 ranked Alabama at number 17 Kentucky. Kentucky, obviously, heartbreaker against LSU earlier this week. Alabama, overtime win over Florida. Alabama -2 at Kentucky.
Dude, I am so close. I know the over's hideously high. I am so close to taking this over. It's at 178. But, dude,
yeah,
these two teams are not very good defensively, and they are great on offense. Like, I could easily see this game being played in the 80s with both teams in the 80s. But I think that under is a little bit too high. I think it's a touch too high. Like, this game could be to hit the over, it's got to be in the 90s. One team's got to hit 90 or close to it. Nah, man, I'm going to take the under in this one, the under 178. That's just too high.
Yeah, I don't know if I have a super strong opinion about the total. I do think Kentucky at home is the play. I love the spot. I love the setup here. Alabama off an overtime win at home against Florida. Kentucky off a heartbreaking loss. I just love the spot here for Kentucky. And if you're giving me points, I'll be all over it. Texas at number 9 ranked Kansas, RJ. Kansas -6 on Saturday night.
I like Kansas in this one. you know, Texas is a they're a team that's one of these, like, yeah, they'll probably make the tournament and everything, but they can get you. But I think they're much more likely to get you at home than they are on the road. I'll take Kansas minus the six. This is the least I've heard, you know, leading into the tournament about a Kansas team in a long time. They have completely flown under the radar here, and it would not surprise me if they don't have a little bit of a run in them.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only way I can look in this one. I mean, Fog Allen home court, Texas very inconsistent. I mean, we've seen much better teams than Texas go in there and get embarrassed. So I think this number is going to wind up being bigger than six, and I like Kansas, especially if they have everybody healthy. So, and I assume they will. So give me Kansas minus six. Villanova at number one ranked UConn. UConn minus 10 off their loss to Creighton, RJ.
Pray for Nova. Pray for Villanova. Get on your knees. Make the sign of the cross. Put a quarter. They still do the quarters and the candles. Light a candle. Whatever. Pray for them, man. Yeah. Dan Hurley, he wanted that. He wanted that. If you were to go and ask him, did you want to lose to Creighton? Absolutely he did. He is going to be a menace this week. They're going to be savages this weekend against Villanova. It's a home game. Like they are going to absolutely destroy them. I think I would take this game at 20. I might take it at 20. This is going to be an absolute embarrassment for Nova. I feel bad for him.
Yeah, it's a bad spot, man. It truly is, because it is. It's like you're just the pinata. You know, somebody's got to be it, and you're the one. You're first in line, Villanova, and they need. And look, they need a statement win, you know, for their purposes. I don't see I'm playing around in this one either. I'm with you. Give me UConn minus 10. Texas A&M at five ranked Tennessee. Tennessee messed around a little bit with Missouri, was able to get the win. Texas A&M goes down to Arkansas. Tennessee is minus 11 at home. RJ.
This is a weird game. This is a revenge game for Tennessee. Like they just played each other like 2 weeks ago in College Station. And A&M beat them. It was the worst loss of the year for Tennessee. A&M beat them by like 15. I think 11's too much, though. I think it's 11's too many points. I'd be more apt to take A&M plus the 11. I think Tennessee gets the revenge. I would stay away from it. That number, I think, it's a tempting number. It doesn't make sense. Usually you don't lose by double digits and then go back, and then all of a sudden you're a double-digit point favorite against the team that just beat you 2 weeks prior. I think A&M's just a bad matchup for Tennessee, so I'm going to stay away from this one, but if I had to lean, I would take A&M in the points.
Yeah, I think A&M is just incredibly difficult to predict. I mean, losing to Arkansas at home is as bad as it gets. Just when you think they sort of turned a corner, I can't put any money on them. I can't put any money on that damn team, and I refuse to do it. All right, last one, RJ. Creighton off their win against UConn at St. John's. Creighton minus 3.
Oh, give me Creighton all day. I know Patino and company is, you know, the players are kind of going to have to make a decision. Are they going to band together or are they going to revolt? But, I mean, look, it took everything they had to beat Georgetown, and Creighton is a much different team. So I'll take Creighton. That's a short number, too. I'll take Creighton.
Yeah, it's always a tricky one, right? The first one after knocking off number one for the first time ever, you know, that's one I'd be really weary of. And St. John's is kind of motivated. So depending on the number, I might be interested in backing St. John's. If you give me 3.5, 4, I could definitely see that one being a very, very entertaining game on Sunday. Hey, not many more of these weekends left before we get to the tournament, so we got to savor them, RJ, and that's what we try to do here every single week on BetQLU. That's going to do it for us for this edition of BetQL. Thanks for hanging out with us. For RJ Choppy, I'm John Martin, and we'll see you guys next week.
You've been listening to BetQLU, presented by BetMGM. If you missed any of the show, listen back anytime on the new and improved Odyssey app.